Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such
a group. You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Welcome back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I'm going to do the show. Instead of getting a sign up, I'm going to do the show in gang sign language tonight because we need to reach out to the OGs and the youngins. maybe I shouldn't do that. Anyway, welcome everybody. Thank you, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for another week safe from hurt, harm, or danger. And another opportunity to do what I really love to do, and that's to talk to my listeners once again. On a really rainy Thursday, shout out to Jimmy Williams, my brother, who wasn't just a co-worker friend, my brother Jimmy Williams, who was a true friend. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for being a friend and continuing to be in my life after we ceremoniously parted that job some time back. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Thank you so much. And for those of you who thought you'd be jamming with Felix Mendez and the Rhythm Review, former KISS radio host Felix Hernandez was having a celebration tonight at the PAC. And for those of you like myself who was expecting to be down there, that I was going to run down there right after the show, you're not going, and neither am I, because it rained and destroyed everything. But anyway, we were off last weekend for the holiday, and I received a host of complaints about not letting anybody know that I would be off. So, I profusely apologize for shirking my responsibilities, my duties rather, to keep my people informed. So I'm still overwhelmed and humbled that people actually have me on their to-do list on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. And I truly appreciate it, because nowadays in this rapid-fire world we live in, shout out to Lamont Gates, there are still we're doing a lot of different things, but you are here with your boys. I spit the fire and tell the truth to those who refuse to embrace and handle the truth. Tonight, I'll tell you my formula for reparations, if they're ever given out, who should get them and why. Plus, why buying black may not be the best idea. And my surprise announcement about Trump. Anyway, everybody, welcome to the program. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, back and better than ever. Once again, in the air chair, it's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Okay, so, this Democratic nomination process, trying to figure out who the nominee is going to be, is just like giving me like the biggest headache. And, I can't take it. So Pete Buttigieg, who's having a problem in this town. As a matter of fact, Pete Buttigieg is a Democratic, a candidate for Democratic nomination for president, and who has an issue with South Bend, one of his police officers gunned down an African-American, Pete Buttigieg, one of his police officers in the city of South Bend, Indiana, which he's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. One of his police officers gunned down an African-American. So he has to deal with that while out there on the PAN campaign trail. And the seat is definitely getting hot for Pete Buttigieg. So his great idea was to offer free college for African-Americans. You see, the thing that bothers me is that whenever, it's always give them something. Give the black folks something. That's always the great equalizer. Give the black folks something. Give them something. And that's what's been done by Democrats. And not to kick the Democrats back in, but that's something that's been done by the Democrats for years. Give folks stuff. Give black folks stuff. Here, we'll give you free college tuition. We will donate more money to historically black colleges and universities. Here you go. Here. To try to bribe us into getting our vote. And it's just, I just can't take it. I'll be so glad when this process is over, when we can move forward with Biden, who's going to wind up being the nominee, Biden and Trump, the big war. Now, I'm not that big on Biden now, because Biden is an older dude. He's 76. Matter of fact, Biden is older than Trump. And not to, you know, because I already put something out there earlier about old people, so I don't want the old folks to be blacking on me. But I put something out there earlier about elderly drivers driving through plate glass windows. And I'm sure there were some folks who probably didn't like that, but hey, yeah, you didn't like it, you know, deal with it. And so, yeah, so that's the thing. Give them something. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm just so tired of it. Anyway, welcome everybody to Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Don't forget, put it on your calendars, July 25th. July 25th is myself and the lovely and talented Jakima D. Ford, who is an expert in helping folks repair their credit. So it's Credit Expert Show. It's July 25th. She will be here in the studio. Jakima D. Ford will be here in the studio with me on July the 25th, trying to help some of y'all get your credit together, because, you know, because I get it, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to let somebody see how wrecked your credit might be, you know, but Jakima D. Ford will be here on the, Jakima D. Ford will be here on the 25th of July on the Ron Kelly Show. It's in a couple of weeks, so everybody mark your calendars down. If you want some help getting your credit in order, come back to the Ron Kelly Show July 25th with myself and Jakima D. Ford, who she's the expert, not me. I'm just hosting the show. But Jakima D. Ford will be here. All right, everybody. It's now 10 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. You know, it's time for my rant sponsored by Russo Renovations. Man, you know, I'm torn with this, with the immigration problem that we're having in America today. It's just, you know, there's so many folks going down to Mexico, going down to the border and screaming and crying about how these folks are being treated, you know, and I do believe that people should be treated fairly. I do believe those people should be treated fairly, but to make such a big deal out of it, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, there's folks are going down there screaming and crying about those people, you know, and Trump does at times make sense, believe it or not. He does make sense sometimes. And, you know, I sympathize with the folks who are running from tyranny and persecution, whatever else is going on in those countries. But there's a lot of people who are in these bunches of people who just are looking for a better life and a job, you know. And I think that with some of the things that, you know, that America is doing to kind of pacify these people, like giving out the driver's licenses in New York State, to giving out driver's licenses to illegal aliens. You know what I got to go through to keep my license up to date every year? 5 points to this, 10 points to that. And I just think that's, you know, that's wrong. It's encouraging folks to get here any way they can. You know, Governor Murphy has rolled out a a package of things. Governor Murphy's rolled out a package of incentives and Office of Immigrants where they can go for assistance and job training, jobs, you know, housing. You know, I mean, come on. What about the people who are already here? What about the folks who are already here who don't have housing, proper housing? Look at the people, look at the NYCHA, for example, New York City Housing Authority, for example. That's just one example of folks who are living in squalid conditions, who are Americans, who were born here, who were raised here, and are living in squalid conditions as they do, like, for example, in NYCHA. And I saw the video of you know, the issue, the things that were going on in New York City Housing Authority. It was horrific. Holes in the ceiling and giant rats everywhere and, you know, water leaks, no heat, no hot water. I mean, these people in NYCHA right here in America, and people are going through it in some of these in some of this housing right here in America. It's not just in NYCHA, it's in anywhere there's the buildings left over from the 50s, the tall buildings, the high rises that were built with this idea to put black folks, put folks in and pack them into these buildings like pack rats, and the grand experiment, and let's see what happens. And a lot of folks right here in America are living in squalor. But look at the people in Appalachia. You know, I'm talking about white folks. I'm not just talking about black folks. I'm talking about white folks who live in Appalachia, where the kids are running around with no shoes. We had kids, and you can ask any teacher about the kids who come to school right now, American kids who go to school who are not washed, undernourished, who, you know, you have a school in Barringer, and I believe it's Barringer in Newark, New Jersey, where the principal has been highly spotlighted for providing washing machines and dryers for the kids to come in and wash and dry their clothes. We got a bunch of kids in America who are doing bad. You know, kids are going to school hungry, and the only meal they get is the meal they get from school. They go home and there's nothing there. They go home and the mother's not there. It might be a drug issue. Maybe, you know, the father's not there. So we got a lot of kids right here going through it, and nobody's running around and trying to protect them. We're running down to Mexico, and we're crying about these folks who are being kept in not so nice conditions. So, you know, I look, this is what's going on. And I don't see where it's you know, where AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and all these other people are running down to Mexico and, oh, complaining about the conditions. Look, the people broke the law. The people broke the law. Now, there's a process for coming into this country, and it has to be honored. So I don't necessarily agree with Trump's, you know, going around and scooping people up, because if there's families in the United States who have built businesses, who have settled in, who haven't done anything wrong, they should be given a path to citizenship. But all the other people who are holding down there in these so-called squalor conditions, and he's right, it is better than where they came from. Because of where they came from, they'd be getting hoarded together, and they'd be getting shot and killed, or whatever the case may be, and really abused. So all of these, I just don't buy it. All of these stories that, you know, they're saying that they, you know, that the, you know, did the people in the customs officials, the customs border patrol, and all these people are raping them? And I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Might there be some bad blood? Sure. Somebody might say something out of the way or wrong? Sure. But I don't think that the people, I don't think it's as big as people say it is. Besides, like I said, there's a lot of people here who are hungry. There's a lot of kids here who are suffering. There's a lot of kids here who need help, who, like I said, the only meal they get is what they get from the school. They go home and there's nothing. Mother might be a drug problem. Father's missing. You know, bad neighborhood. You got bullying going on. All kinds of stuff that's going on in the black community. So let's not be so hasty to be running down there. You know, you got Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and all of these people are running down to Mexico for photo ops, because that's the, you know, what's happening in Mexico is the, that's the cause celeb. That's what people are doing. Shout out to Gil Manso Jr. Happy birthday, Gil. I believe it was your birthday the other day, man. Happy birthday and many, many more. Thanks for coming on to the Ron Kelly Show. So there's a lot of kids here who are suffering. There's a lot of children here who are suffering, and we need to, you know, we need to get things straight with our own children before we go running off to, you know, for these photo ops and everybody's screaming and crying about the folks that are being held. You know, the process. It is what it is. And, you know, everybody's screaming and crying about the folks who are being held in these detention camps. Well, you know, it is what it is. Could things be a little bit better? Sure. But, okay, what's up, Gilly? It was good to see you. Sidebar, everybody. It was good to see you Monday night, Gilly. We'll definitely talk again. I'm glad everything's okay. Continue to pray for your continued recovery, and thank you for being a friend. Okay, so yeah, so this is, you know, all of this noise about the people in being held in these concentration camps, but all the noise about these people being held in these camps, or whatever. You know, I mean, should the conditions be better? Sure. But I think that it's much ado about nothing, and people are making too much noise about it. Okay, it's about 18 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back with more of me, and we'll talk about my formula for reparations, if they ever happen. My formula. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back with that and a whole lot more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating. The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Thank you, Al. Al Shaw Voiceovers. You can check him out. And if you need someone, Al has a great voice. If you need voice work, you can check Al out on Facebook. He has a page on Facebook. And you can see his ED93.1 every weekend from, I believe it's from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. My buddy Al Shaw every Saturday, good friend, does his thing on EZ93.1 in Florida from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday, I believe. Check him out. Okay, so reparations. Webster says it's the making of amends for a wrong one has done by paying money to or otherwise helping those who have been wronged. The compensation for war damage paid by a state. So this is what reparations means. And once again, Webster's, the dictionary, says reparations is the making of amends for wrong one has done by paying money to or otherwise helping those who have been wronged. The definition of reparations. And this shout out to Claudio Denise. This reparations, this has been going on for so many years. Shout out to Chambers, my sister. Love you, my sister. This reparations has been bandied back and forth for years, going way, way back to California Congressman Ron Dellums, who was one of the first people who really pushed the issue about reparations. Ron Dellums. Ron Dellums was a congressman. He died, matter of fact, died last year, last July. He was mayor of Oakland from 2007 to 2011. Then he was served 13 terms as a member of the House of Representatives. And one of his pet peeves was that he was one of the people who spearheaded the drive for anti-apartheid. He was big on that, and also, I believe, on reparations. I mean, from other people, Danny Glover and some other folks who were in the forefront of the fight for reparations. So Senator Senator McConnell comes out the other day and says that that the United States has paid its dues, reparations, by electing an African American, not once but twice, in the person of Barack Obama, who was the president of the United States, an African American, who was the president of the United States from 2008 to 2016. So Senator Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate Majority Leader, came out and said that that United States has paid its dues. The United States of America has paid its dues. I'm sorry, somebody tried to call in. I just missed it. Sorry, I wasn't looking. Do you try to call back in 646-668-2838 to the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. Yeah, so this is what happened. You know, that was said just a couple weeks ago by Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican, says the United States has paid its dues by allowing, mind you, Barack Obama to be made president of the United States of America. And then last year, Barack Obama's presidency, more than a year, he held back Barack Obama's choice. Merrick Garland, who was supposed to be was supposed to replace Antonin Scalia, who had passed away. But Mitch McConnell, who had the power to block the nomination, and did block the nomination of Merrick Garland, who was President Obama's choice to replace Antonin Scalia, who had passed away. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who had passed away. So, in the nerve of Senator McConnell to say that the United States has paid its dues, has made good on its promise of reparations by electing or allowing Barack Obama to be elected to the highest office in the land, highest office on earth as president of the United States of America. So let's move on to the reparations as a whole. You know, they're not going to give it to everybody. Let's be clear on that. They're not going to give reparations to everybody. Everybody's not going to give it. Every black person in America is not going to get reparations. I know this is what lots of folks out there who, and you can go on my page or you can go on my Facebook feed and you can post your opinion if you dare. You can go on my page, Ron Kelly Show, or you can go on my Facebook Live feed, which I really can't tell how many people are looking at it, but you can go on my Facebook Live feed and you can post your opinion there about who should get reparations and why. And also you can call into the Ron Kelly Show, 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838 for that's the call-in number. Go on to the radio station, blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so we have a kind of a dilemma here because, you know, everybody's not going to get reparations. It's not going to. I don't believe that's going to happen, that everybody's going to get them. And, you know, I've had a lot of time to think about this. Who should get reparations and why? And like I said, you know, do you like it? You don't like it? You think I'm crazy? You know, do put your opinion out there. I want to know what you guys think. So you can post your opinion on my Facebook page, or you can do it on the Facebook Live feed. Like I said, I can't see how many people are watching, but I can see who kind of sort of who's watching when they come on, but I can't see them for the duration of the radio show. So, you can post your opinion there. But, you know, the whole idea of our reparations is to make right the wrong of folks who were actually who actually experienced United States of America before the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. This is what basically what the reparations should be, if they're ever given out, which I highly doubt, but if they're ever given out, this is what they should be earmarked for. They should be earmarked for folks who actually experienced, who were alive before the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act. So folks who were here Civil Rights Act was enacted in the 60s. Civil Rights Act was in 1964. Was the Civil Rights Act. Civil Rights Act is a landmark civil rights and labor law in the United States. It outlaws discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. But the Civil Rights Act, basically, in a nutshell, was for black folks. That black folks would get the treatment that they deserve. That was in 1964. So the Voting Rights Act was enacted shortly thereafter. And the Voting Rights Act was enacted in 1965, just a year later. So Civil Rights Act, 1964, Voting Rights Act, 1965, it was a law. Voting Rights Act, in case you don't know, of 1965 was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson. It was aimed to overcome the legal barriers at the state and local levels that prevented African Americans from exercising that right to vote as guaranteed under the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. So the Voting Rights Act outlawed the prevention of black folks from voting. So the Civil Rights Act was the landmark piece of legislation and basically the last Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act were the last major pieces of legislation that applied to black folks and amendments that were made to the Constitution to right some of the wrongs that were perpetrated upon black folks, like not letting them vote and beating the crap out of them when they went to vote. And the Civil Rights Act, where, you know, black folks didn't get any type of respect at all. So those folks who were born before, who were alive in 1964, before the Civil Rights Act was enacted, are the folks that should get reparations. The folks who were alive in 1964, prior to the Civil Rights Act, are the folks who should get reparations, if the reparations ever come across. So once again, folks who actually experienced racism to that degree and who were alive before the 1964 Civil Rights Act, landmark piece of legislation, was enacted, should get reparations. Anybody else who were born after 1964 shouldn't get anything. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, what if any of those born prior to the Civil Rights Act became a millionaire like Quincy Jones? Well, what's your idea, Lamont Gates? What's your idea? What's your idea, folks who are listening to Ron Kelly's show? Back to the station. Back on the station. So what if any of the, shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, what if any of those born prior to the Civil Rights Act became a millionaire like Quincy Jones? Why would you give reparations to a millionaire? You know, I don't think that the people who became a millionaire, people who were alive at that time became a millionaire, shouldn't get reparations. You know, and I don't think that anybody, unless they would donate their reparations to a cause. But that would be the first move. I mean, there's lots of variables here, Lamont Gates. You know, there's lots of other things. I mean, that's not the simple cure-all for this situation. But I think that at least if they gave the money, if the reparations are ever being enacted at all, which I doubt, but if they are, the money should be given to the folks who actually experienced racism on a level that they experienced prior to the Voting Rights Act. Now, this would be more palatable to the powers that be, because the situation right now is that everybody should get them. This is what everybody, this is what's been putting out there, that everybody should get them. Any black person in America who was born here should get them. So that means every black person in America, shout out to Michael Mazak up there in Mass, Massachusetts, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you, brother. So, yeah, so anybody who was born before 1964 should be the one who gets reparations. I want to know what everybody thinks. So you can post on my Facebook page, or you can post on the Facebook Live feed and let me know what you think about this. My solution, so to speak, for this situation. Because, you know, because everybody, even if reparations are given out, not everybody, the whole idea, and I'm pretty sure if they've even thought about it, the idea is that not everybody is going to get them, and they're trying to figure out a way to give reparations out, if they've even thought about it. But you got to figure, the black population in America is like, black population in America is 37. There were 37 million non-Hispanic blacks, which comprised 12.1% of the population. That number increased to 42 million. So you got to figure there's around 45 million black folks who are not mixed with anything else. There are 45 million black folks. So let's say you give a million apiece to 45 million people, you know, it's astronomical. The number would be astronomical if you gave a million, let's say you gave $1 million apiece to every black person in America for reparations, which is 45 million. I can't even figure it out. I'd have to use a calculator or something. So I think that, you know, to make things simple, it should be that the folks who were, and I know people are like, you must be out of your mind, because everybody thinks that they deserve reparations. Even the folks who were born, you know, who were born in the 90s think that they should get the reparations. And so the whole idea is that everybody should get them. But I don't agree with that. Now, I'm going out on a limb here, but I don't agree with that. So, you know, I don't agree with that. I think that all the folks who were I think that my solution is palatable. Now, look, shout out to Lamont Gates, who says no blacks should get reparations because shout out to Lamont Gates, who shout out to Anthony Moriano, who also listening to watching the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says his idea, Lamont Gates. No blacks should get reparations because what we marched for was not a free paycheck, but a more equal playing field, which we got in 1964. Which means anyone born prior could now get the same rights, i.e. Quincy Jones and many other black successful business owners, whether small or big. I agree the number for all is too much and should be better spent. Okay, well, thank you, Lamont Gates, for your idea. And anybody else who's, and those of you who are watching the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook Live, you are free to give your opinion, because this is something that we need to start talking about. Who should get reparations? Because everybody's not going to get them. That's you can bet your bottom dollar on that. Every black person in America, the 45 million or so black folks in America, who may be descendants of slaves and folks who were persecuted by white folks years ago, are not going to get the money. Not everybody's going to get it. So there's going to have to be an equitable plan in place for us to, for folks to something that's reasonable for folks to get the money. So yeah, shout out to Lamont Gates. Once again, if you didn't hear me before, I'll repeat what Lamont Gates said. His idea is, and thank you, Lamont Gates, for participating with the Ron Kelly Show. Because I know a lot of folks just, you know, a lot of folks just don't say anything. They get nervous, because I've had some guests tell me they're going to be nervous. I don't worry about it. It's just me. Lamont Gates, once again, says that no black should get reparations, because what we marched for was not a free paycheck, but a more equal playing field, which we got in 1964. which means anyone born prior could now get the same rights as, i.e., Quincy Jones and many other black successful entrepreneurs, whether small or big. I agree the number for all is too small, too much, and should be better spent. So Lamont Gates, who is a regular listener to the Ron Kelly Show, Lamont Gates, I appreciate you, brother, says that no blacks should get reparations. Now, he's going to get more hate visited on him than I'm probably going to get during the weekend after folks are listening to his show. Shout out to Anthony Morial. Shout out to Jimmy Williams that says, how about the black man that did 45 years for a crime he didn't do? They took 45 years of his life, and he deserves reparations. Of course he does. But, you know, states have smartened up. States have wised up. And what they're doing now is they're passing, many states are passing legislation, Jimmy Williams, I'm addressing you now. Many states are passing legislation that says that there's a cap on how much a person can get because juries are awarding folks who spend multiples of decades in prison for something they didn't do. The juries are awarding them. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas, who was the intended of Lamont Gates. Shout out to her, who listens to the show as well. So Jimmy, there are states who are enacting legislation that puts a cap on what folks should get if they've been kept in jail for multiples of years or been framed, or many, like many of them have, kept in jail for multiples of decades. So states are putting a cap, and some states have enacted legislation that says the person doesn't get anything for being held in jail for 45 years. So shout out to Malik Carey, In My Father's Shoes, a good book. You can find it on Amazon. Go get it. Who was a guest on the Ron Kelly Show. So Lamont Gates says nobody should get, Lamont Gates says no one should get reparations. I say folks who were born before 1964, folks who were born before the Civil Rights Act was enacted, spearheaded and spurred on by the great late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a real leader, and the reason why the Civil Rights situation died when Reverend King died, because we haven't gotten any legislation thus far since. Shout out to Jennifer Lubalin, who's watching the program as well, Malik Carey, Stephanie Freitas, and all of those, Lamont Gates, all of you who are participating with me right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So Lamont Gates says nobody should get anything. So I want to know what people think. You can put your comment on my on my Facebook Live feed, and I'll definitely read it over the air. If you don't want to be known, I will definitely maintain your anonymity if you don't want me to say your name over the air. I'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back. And we'll talk about why black may not be the best idea. And everybody, please knock it off with the suggestion of white guys. We all know that white guys is just a word. We'll take a break. The last boycott that worked was the Memphis bus boycott. Since then, nothing has worked, and it won't. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back with the last segment of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron
Gun Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
That's right. Do not. Get it twisted. Welcome back, everybody. It's the last segment of the Ron Kelly Show, 18 minutes before the hour, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Don't forget, July 25th, myself and Shakima D. Ford, who is an expert on credit repair. And I was in the 7-Eleven this morning, speaking of credit repair, I was in the 7-Eleven this morning, and there was a lady who must have just looked at her credit score, you know, credit karma. I have it. Most people have credit karma on their cell phone. Shout out to Charlene Presley, who's watching the program. My sister, from another situation, Charlene Presley. Anyway, so I'm at the 7-Eleven this morning, and the lady walks in, and she must have just looked at her credit score on Credit Karma, and it said 800. I was like, wow, what would any of us do for 800 score? You know, hey, that's incredible. You know, hey, I've never even seen those kind of numbers, not on my phone anyway. So, not say I have bad credit now. Don't get it twisted. But Shakima D. Ford will be here. And you know what? You might be able to get that 800. And she's going to tell you how to do it. July 25th is the Ron Kelly Show featuring Shakima D. Ford, who is a credit expert. And she will advise you and help you how to get your credit repaired. Because there's no such thing. If somebody tells you that they're going to raise your score in 90 days or whatever, run for the hills, because it's a lie. But you come back here, July 25th, in 2 weeks, July 25th, the Ron Kelly Show with Shakima D. Ford, and she, so you can jump on her if it don't work. No, she will help you get your situation together. So don't be embarrassed, don't be afraid. Look, there's millions of people, millions and millions of people in this country whose credit is not so good. So July 25th, Shakima D. Ford and me, Ron Kelly, the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so shout out to Malik Carey, who says he agrees with me. They gave the Japanese and the Jews reparations. Why not blacks? We're the only ones who suffer the most in this country. Well, you know what? Let me, Malik Carey, thank you. And everybody, Malik Carey, the author of In My Father's Shoes, who was a guest on the Ron Kelly Show about a month ago. Look into that book. It's a great read. You see, there's only 25,000 Japanese in Pearl Harbor who, at the time in 1945, there were only 25,000 Japanese people in the United States of America. So, and they gave 20,000 apiece to the 25,000 Japanese folks who were interred, who were held captive when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and decided they was going to attack the United States, which turned out to be an extremely bad idea because they got blown out of the water by the United States government. Shout out to Billy Mars. Glad that worked out, Billy. Shout out to you. So in response to Malik Carey, who says that they gave Japanese and Jews reparations, why not blacks? We're the only ones who suffered the most in this country. True indeed. What you said at first was true, that the black folks have been the ones that suffered the most in the United States of America, suffered the most, suffered the longest, suffered the most losses, suffered the most indignation, still do to this day. Shout out to Charles Wilkerson, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. So there was only 25,000 or so, in response to Malik Carey, there was only 25,000 or so Japanese people who were interred by the United States government during the bombing Pearl Harbor. It was done to, they rounded them up. They rounded the Japanese up because they wanted to make sure that none of the Japanese people who were here in America were part of that, what happened. So they were given $20,000 apiece, which didn't add up to a whole lot of money. The Jews, well, yeah, I'm not sure that, I don't have any proof that the Jews were given reparations by the United States of America, because Jews never suffered here. You know, they didn't, the Jews didn't go through anything here. I mean, yeah, they were, you know, people will say the Jews got reparations from there was an agreement between Israel and West Germany, the Jews, the reparations agreement between Israel and the Federal Republic of Germany was signed. And according to the website of the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, or claims in response to Jewish, it was signed in 1952. So there was a, it was signed in 1952. So there was an agreement that the Israelis or the Jews would get reparations, but they didn't get them from the United States of America. They got them from, matter of fact, it was between Israel and West Germany. So I have no proof that the Jews received any reparations from the United States government. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says the Jews were not given reparations. They were giving a piece of Palestine by the British. And the Palestinians said no, and that's what prompted the Six-Day War, and the Palestinians and the Jews won anyway, I believe, if my history serves me correct. So so in answer to your statement, Malik Carey, the Jews, as far as I know, the Jews did not get any reparations from the United States of America. They got that from West Germany, and it was a very long time ago. Okay, it's 12 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. I can't stay in the mirror. I can't stay in the middle of the. I can't stay in the middle of the thing for some reason. And Billy Moss wants to be a character, you know. Okay, Billy, I know, you know. I know you, and you want to be a character. Okay, I get it. But, yeah, so Lamont Gates says we should get him. Malik Carey says we should get him. Lamont Gates says we should not get reparations. But like I said, you know, earlier, my formula would be to folks who were alive before the enactment of the Civil Rights Act should be the ones who get reparations. Everybody else is just everybody else. You see, now, see, because what it's going to boil down to, if it ever heats up to the point where they actually start, thank you, Billy Moss. If it ever heats up 10 minutes before the hour, everybody, if it ever heats up to the point where folks, where they start seriously talking about it, because the United States government hasn't seriously talked about reparations yet. I mean, they've responded to inquiries, you know, by folks, people appearing before Congress and what have you, but they haven't thought seriously about it because it's an economics issue. You know, the reparations is an economics issue. And that's the sticking point. That's why the United States government, for many reasons, but I believe that's one of the great ones, the United States government does not want to give reparations I'll break it down for you. Number one, it's an economics issue. You know, it's a lot of money. If they gave $500,000 to every black person in America, if there's 45 million or so black folks, it's a lot of money. And I'm not saying the United States government doesn't have it or shouldn't give out any money, but it's a lot of money, and it's an economics issue first. Secondly, it's an admittance of guilt. And, you know, the United States government does not want to the freest place on earth does not want to admit that they, by paying reparations to black folks, admit that they did anything wrong. So it's going to be a hard, long fight in order to get reparations. And I promise I would talk a little bit about buying black today here on the Ron Kelly Show. You see, I just pushed everybody. Okay, I got you back. Wow. I just swiped everybody off the screen. Sorry about that. You know, I promised I would talk about buying black and this boycott stuff. You know, boycotts don't work unless people get together and actually boycott. But the see, but the first word I said, the first thing I said was, the operative word in that statement was together. You get together. And the only way boycott is going to work is if you have enough people to actually affect a company's bottom line. You see, in bottom line, and you know, and we have two problems. One is we can't get together, and two is that we don't have enough economic power to break some of these zillion-dollar conglomerates. You know, you see, because if you don't have unity, you're not going to a boycott's not going to work. If you don't have unity. And for the most part, you know, in the black community, and you know, people don't want to say this, but it's true that we don't have unity in our community. There's still people, let's say we want to boycott AT&T. You know, there's still going to be a lot of people who still subscribe to AT&T, myself included, who may keep my AT&T. Hey, you know, service is good, and you know, I got no issue with them. And there are folks who will continue to patronize these companies because there's a lack of unity and people are not willing to give up what they have for the greater good. And like I just said, I'd be resistant to give up some things that I have that are propagated by the white man. And there's some things that I may not want to give up. And, you know, we don't, well, let me shout out to Malik Harry, who says he disagrees with the second statement. He disagrees with what I say about we do have economic power. We spend $2 trillion a year. Yeah, we do. Yeah, you're right. We do. But power, you know, power has to be harnessed, my brother, Malik Harry, just 6 minutes before the hour. Power needs to be harnessed, just like, you know, just like electricity, for example. And you're right with the second statement. I'll get to that in a second. But power has to be harnessed. Power, just like electricity, it has to be harnessed in order for it to be effective. And our trillion-dollar spending power has to be harnessed and focused. In a way, it's just like a magnifying glass. You know, if you take a magnifying glass and you hold it over the sun, and you have to focus it. You have to focus that. We used to do this. Remember, we used to start fires in magnifying glasses. Not big fires, but you take a magnifying glass and you adjust it until that power from the sun is harnessed in a way that it lights the paper on fire or the grass or whatever we used to set on fire back in the day. And the same thing needs to be done with our economic power. It needs to be focused on a certain thing in order for it to be effective. So all of us just running around willy-nilly spending money and devil may care, I got mine, you get yours, et cetera, et cetera. If that economic power is not harnessed, if the economic power is not focused, it's not going to affect anyone. So yes, we do spend $2 trillion a year, but until that money is harnessed, until that power is focused, like the magnifying glass, until we focus, we take that lens, that economic lens, and we focus it on certain something until it catches on fire, that $2 trillion worth of power is just power. But we can't use it because it hasn't been harnessed, it hasn't been focused, because there's no unity in the black community. Thanks so much, Malik Carey, for your comment. And Billy Moss and Lamont Gates, everybody else who joined me here at the Ron Kelly Show. So, and Malik Carey, who says we don't have any unity. And see, this is correct. So, $2 trillion worth of spending power is not power until it's harnessed. Until it's focused on a particular thing. And until that happens, boycotting doesn't work now. As far as like buying black is concerned, see, he was always trying to separate ourselves from white society. You know, buy black, buy this. But there's not enough black businesses to support all the things that we need, all the things that we want. There's not enough black people don't make cars. Black folks are not in the mortgage business for the most part. We write them, but we don't loan the money out. Black folks don't own credit card companies. See, there's a lot of things that we need that black folks are not proprietors of. Most of the things in this country that we need are manufactured by white folks. Most of the things that we need in this country are controlled by white folks. So we talk about buying black. You see, we're always trying to separate ourselves from each other. So I remember with Oprah Winfrey, about 2 minutes left of the program, Oprah Winfrey, and I'll probably get into this a little bit more because I ran over on some of the other things. Thank everybody for the comments. I remember when Oprah Winfrey, everybody criticized Oprah Winfrey. Oh, she's not talking about black stuff enough. Oh, she's not talking about this enough. Oh, she's not talking about that enough. Oprah Winfrey today is a billionaire. And I'm not saying she sold out, but we can't play that separation game. You know, Marcus Garvey and folks like that talked about my barber is black owned too. I go to my barber every week. I'm religiously attached to my barber and I go there every week to get my haircut. He's a black owned business. I patronize him. That's just about the best I can do. Thank you, Lamont Gates, who says my barber is black owned. That's about it. True indeed. But we're always trying to separate ourselves from white society. And it's buy black stuff. I mean, there's not enough. I mean, buy black soap, buy black, you know, this and that, the trinkets, the bean pies and stuff like that. I mean, come on. We need to, if we're going to tell people to buy black, then we need to have the wares. We need to have the things that black folks need in order for them to buy black, you know. And until we do that, I mean, it's just a phrase. Because we don't have, you know, we got trinkets. We, you know, get out there and we hustle. We don't build businesses, we hustle. Hustle to pay bills, hustle to get the dollar, but we don't build our businesses. About 60 seconds left to the program. I want to thank everybody for indulging me this evening on the Ron Kelly Show. Don't forget July 25th. It's going to be myself, Shakima D. Ford. Now, Councilman Louis Velez from the city of Patterson, 5th Ward, stated that he wanted to be on the program, but after I talked about the immigrants, maybe he might be mad now. We'll see. If he comes, he does. If he doesn't, well, oh well. We'd love to have him here. Okay, 35 seconds left to the program. Thank you, everybody, for listening, watching. Thank you to my radio audience, the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you to Mark Gates, who's an ardent supporter of myself. Thank you to Mark Gates, who says, great show today. Topics were interesting on point. Thank you to Mark Gates. I'll use what you say to try to bring it. Everybody next week. So 10 seconds left to the program. So thank everybody. We'll see you back in next week. Remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice that we may not have it all together. But together, we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. I'm out of here.